He is Tyler Statler, senior baseball player, just graduated, I should say, from Hanuniga High School, selected in the 14th round by the St. Louis Cardinals. So first of all, Tyler, congratulations. What a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
So tell, I want the play-by-play of you following along and when you found out you got drafted and kind of where were you following it and how did you get the call and all that kind of stuff.
So we were at home all weekend, and we had gotten a few calls asking about if I was wanting to be a Cardinal, and we were telling them yes, who all was wanting to pick me. And then they called about 11:45 and asked if I wanted to be a St. Louis Cardinals, and we told them yes. And then we waited and saw my name pop up on the draft board.
So were you watching it online or on TV? Or
we were watching it online.
Okay.
Because we were streaming it.
Okay, cool. So they called you earlier? You had a sense that Cardinals were interested in you? Did I understand that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Had they been following you? Had you seen Cardinal scouts at games, or how does that work?
Yeah, they've been following me. They actually came and watched a private bullpen when we were first starting to practice in the beginning of the season.
Are you actually a Cardinal fan? Before yesterday?
So I actually grew up a Cubs fan.
That's what I thought.
I try to keep open-minded no matter what throughout the whole draft process.
Well, and that's the best way to be, is open-minded. You're right, because you never know who you get picked by. But I'm curious, too. Take a step back to 6 weeks ago, a year ago. Were you like a traditional Cub fan who was a Cardinal hater?
No. The only team I didn't root for was always the Brewers.
Oh, wait, you rooted for them or against them?
I was against them.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, that's the end of our Tyler Statler interview, folks. Actually, I told everybody that when I texted you yesterday, I said, you're going to be coming in to a studio here that has a Brewer fan myself. Alex is a Reds fan, and Jordan is a Cubs fan. And if there's one team that we all kind of like, it's the Cardinals. And, oh, darn, I'm so happy for you got selected by him, but it was the Cardinals, darn it. But it's still pretty cool. Hey, tell me a little bit about what this year's – was most of the recruiting and the scouting and stuff like that, did that come this year, or has it been going on for the last couple of years?
It's been going on the last couple of years, but it hit big this year after I did a perfect game showcase.
Uh-huh.
And
go ahead.
So they all started coming around after that, getting calls, wanting me to come throw bullpens for them, asking when they could come see me.
And I was at a game. We broadcast one of your games, and I sat right next to an Atlanta Braves scout. I was talking with him a little bit, and there's a couple other scouts I couldn't tell or didn't see who they were, but he was talking to. I had to laugh because I believe your opening, I don't know how many scouts you've had at games, but your first warm-up pitch went over the catcher's head and almost hit us behind the fence there. It was a fastball, but then you pitched great that game. I'm kind of curious, how many times you had scouts there, and how nerve-wracking is that when you know that they're there and they're watching?
There's quite a few at just about all my games. Honestly, I just went out there and did my thing when I was pitching and didn't really focus on the scouts behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I focused on the batter.
Sure. Talk about your pitches quick. I mean, you got a great fastball. How fast is your fastball?
Top of 95.
Wow. Okay. And what other pitches do you have that you're comfortable with right now? Which ones do you have to work on?
I definitely got to work on them all, but I got a curveball and a circle change.
Okay.
So I guess now it comes down to which direction are you going to go? Are you going to take the scholarship offer, or are you going to go play minor leagues?
Let's point out quickly, he's got a scholarship offer to Southeast Missouri State.
So because that's always the question, right? Most of the players at 18 have options. Which way are you leaning, or is it, you know, are you waiting to see what the offer is? I mean, you know, go through that thought process.
Well, I will actually be going to play minor league ball. I leave actually either Friday or Saturday.
So that was it, right? You get drafted, you sign on the dotted line. Where's my uniform?
Yep. So I leave either Friday or Saturday now.
Where to?
Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. Do they, and I'm kind of inform me on how it all works out. At that point, we'll decide where they're going to send you, whether it be to delayed spring, whatever. Oh, I'm talking wrong here.
So it all depends on how you're performing down there.
Okay.
But it would go from like June to like the end of August. Come back. They give you like a workout plan. You do that, and then you go back the beginning of next season, and then play all the way through the summer.
Okay.
So, okay. So starting the end of this week, man, you know, real life hits. You're going to be cooking your own meals, right? You're going to be doing your own. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I've been preparing myself for the last year and a half now for that.
Let's talk about a year and a half. Well, let's just talk a year ago. I mean, you had that freak eye injury, and which is just a weird thing. What happened with that again? And then did you ever worry that that might actually derail you?
So it was a game against Boylan, and I was up to bat and fouled the pitch off my bat. I went to, like, turn, and it just somehow managed to perfectly ricochet off the bat to where it hit me in the face. And so after that, we were told by doctors that I may never see again. And so that's when I, like, instantly started looking up pitchers that could pitch with just one eye.
Wow.
And looking up all that, and I found some stories on that. Mm-hmm. I just kept my dreams up and kept my hopes alive and just prayed for the best.
And the eye's okay now?
Yep, it's 100%.
Yeah, you know, that's a weird one. Jim McMahon, remember the Bears quarterback? Way before your time, our time. He'd gotten a fork in the eye with his kid. He had only a vision in one eye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's just, you know, it was a freak accident. But, you know, a year later, you know, it's all good. That's just an amazing story.
Explain a little bit how long the process was so you finally got the vision back. Was it relatively quick or was it a slow process? Could you tell that? At what point did you know that I think I'm going to get it all back?
I knew right from the beginning I was going to get it all back, but my parents were worried to death that I'd never see out of that eye again.
Mm-hmm.
And so were the doctors, because I just kept my dreams up and I'm hoping that it would come back. And so it took about a good 3 months. That incident happened in May, and then I didn't get it back till like the beginning of July. And Ooh. It was this slow process.
Was it like you woke up one morning and there was something there?
So I woke up one morning and, like, I was forcing myself to, like, open and look. I was able to see light. And then throughout, like, the next week and a half, I was able to make out shapes. And then slowly everything started coming back.
Now, that delayed kind of your opportunities then to get seen by other people. Was that a concern? You know, because you're not out there. You didn't finish up your high school season and you're not out there in some of these camps and things and exposure camps. Were you concerned that might set you back too?
A little, but I knew that once I was all good to go, I'd be getting back out there and trying to get as much exposure as I could.
Now, how do you, and maybe you can explain this, but how do you avoid the first time you get out there, and now, granted, this happened when you were batting, and you are, you know, predominantly a pitcher, you're a good hitter, but you're predominantly a pitcher, and you knew that. But even, you know, the famous line drive back to the box, how do you avoid now losing a little confidence or flinching a little bit when you're pitching, or maybe when you're batting, because you did bat this year as well. So was it easy to get overcome that and not have to worry about it?
Me, I didn't really have to worry about it. I just went out there and did my thing. I'd wear glasses and stuff when I was pitching, just for a little extra safety precaution, but otherwise I didn't have to worry about it much.
What did the Cardinals tell you after you agreed and all that? Is there anything specific they said that they want you to work on, or do they just trust that you know what you need to improve on and just go out there and do it?
So they basically just said we'll be in contact with you later in the day, and then they've been giving us details since yesterday, and then more today. And they said that when we get down there, they'll work on some more stuff, and then we'll be right into playing games.
I see I'm looking on the website now. I saw, obviously, you were interviewed by TV yesterday, and there's pictures of you holding a Cardinals cap and wearing a Cardinals t-shirt. How quickly after you got drafted did you run out the store and stock up on the merch?
So my stepmom, we got a text asking if I could do an interview, and so right after we found that out, my stepmom drove out to the mall and came back with all that gear.
Okay. I had to laugh because I remember a couple years ago when Dean Lowry got drafted by the Packers. And of course, Dean was a big Bears fan, and
yep.
But he had a Packer hat pretty quickly when we went over to interview him as well. So, your allegiances and alliances go away pretty fast when it comes even to a rival team when something like this happens. This is so incredible. I'm so happy for you, Tyler. Talk a little bit about just this past season too. With I mean, you guys had a really good season at Hanunika, 17-1, if I'm not mistaken, in the conference. And just talk about this season and your performance this year.
this season was good. It was a team effort. Couldn't have done it without the guys in the field or the catcher behind the plate. But everything just fell into place the way we needed it to win conference this year. And I was glad to be a part of the team that I was a part of this year.
Well, and Alex, you had some numbers, too. I don't know if Tyler knows. You're talking about the last time. We've had a little bit of a drought here in local Nick 10 teams.
So, Tyler, you snapped a streak where we hadn't had a player drafted since 2015, and that was Jake Lanning of Hananiga. And this area had been a pretty consistent producer of at least draft picks, if not major league players, from 97 to 2007, 11 years. We had somebody drafted every single year. 2007, we had Smolinski and Scarpetta, Cody Scarpetta drafted. Right. And then since then, you're only the fourth one. So, I mean, maybe some of that's recession-related, where we lost a lot of families in that recession. But, yeah, you've kind of, like, you know, brought some scouts back to the area that hadn't been here for a while. So that's pretty cool. Oh, you are. Hey, here's something. Did you know you are the fourth player from Hananiga drafted?
Actually, Simpson let me know that yesterday.
Did he? Okay. Oh. All right. Chris Luddig, coach of East, he was the first one. So, and then there was Brett Scarpetta, and then there was Lanning, and now there's you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool company. Well, Tyler, congratulations again. We're so happy for you. Look forward to talking to you once you get going on your minor league career, your professional career now. You are a professional baseball player. I mean, that's the dream of most kids, and you get to see it come to fruition. So I think it's a really cool thing.
Next time you get to do a car loan, when they put down profession, you get to put baseball player. I'd kill for that.
Yeah. So, again, congratulations, Tyler. Thanks a lot for talking with us this morning, and best of luck. And I'm sure we'll be in touch with you down the road to talk some more.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care, Tyler.